I'm Joanne.
I'm Nia.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet. I'm Jet. I'm Jet. Yeah. I'm Jet. Oh yeah, baby.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Winnie.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Welcome to BNN Newsline. I'm Neil.
And I'm Jessica. Neil, have you ever dreamed of controlling your dreams?
Of course I do. Once upon a time, I tried to meet a pretty girl I had dreamed of the day before.
Pretty girl? You must be joking. Pretty boys, of course. Can you believe that you can learn to control dreams?
What? No way.
Actually, it may be true. A musician, Caroline, who lived in London, is able to control her dreams. She learned this skill from a writer, Charlie Morley. According to her works, he may realize that she is dreaming and decide on what he dreams.
I know, it's called lucid dreaming. In this kind of dream, you may do everything you want, like flying, eating a lot, talking with that celebrity, meeting your sweetheart, and so on.
Yes, that's it. Once she met her passed away father showed up in her dreams and chatted with her in a very long time. She really enjoys the feeling of lucid dreaming.
Of course she will do. You have seen the film Inception, right? What the director Nolan gets inspiration from in his lucid dream.
Really? That's amazing. You can talk with your dream boyfriend in your dreams.
Shut up.
Leave me to dream.
You know what? Lucid dream may be very useful.
Why that?
You know, there are a lot of people who have dreams like solving math questions. Final ring is said to be found in the dream of the chemist. Writers, directors, artists, there are many examples.
Yes, yes, yes. I have the same feeling. Before my college entrance examinations, I have a dream about math. In the dream, I solved a solid geometry question.
And the question showed up in your paper?
Of course it does.
And you solved it on your paper? You're really lucky.
Maybe. To be honest, I found the answer in my dream wrong after the exam.
Okay, so much for today's BNN Newsline.
Once again, I'm Jessica.
I'm Neil.
Bye.
This is BNN Mini Theater.
Oh my god, what a wonderful day! This pink dress fits me well. I'm sure I'm not gonna be single anymore. Oh wait, who's that guy? He looks super weird. Gavin? What is he looking for? Hey, Gavin.
Where are you?
Oh, hey, Joanne. What a coincidence.
What are you doing here? You look like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre searching for your next victim. Did you take drugs?
I don't get it. I guess I must be mistaken for someone else. I remember I was sleeping just now, but it wasn't a night sleep.
Why? Doing too much exercise before sleep?
I think I had a dream, but now it's slipping from my mind. Oh, shit, I can barely remember it. But I'm sure that the last thing I can see is that I was running and I held a dagger in my hand. I ran and ran and there was a person in front of me. I don't know why, but I just can't stop running after that guy and I want to catch him.
Then, what feature do you remember of that guy?
That guy got long black hair. And, I think it's not him. It's her. A woman dressed in pink. And she screamed like a little girl.
Come on. It's just a dream. You don't have to take it so seriously.
Hey, you look just like the guy I was chasing.
Oh, God. I remember my friend Linda invited me to her dog's funeral. And I've got to go. Bye, Gavin.
Don't come! Stay away from me!
Joanne, why are you running? Stop, sweetheart. Here comes Papa.
Joanne? What's going on? You had those nightmares again?
Oh, yeah. I had a terrible dream. Oh, my God. In my dream, you were chasing me, and you tried to kill me with a knife.
A knife? You mean one like this?
Oh, my God! Don't kill me! Oh, wait a second. Is that a banana?
Yeah, it's just a banana.
Oh, shit.
Now, next time, you should remember to eat a banana before you go to sleep, all right? This shit will help you from those bloody dreams.
Banana, knock and talk. Yay, story time!
Hey guys, this is Knock and Talk, and I'm Melinda. Today, our topic is weird dreams, and I've invited some friends to share their stories.
Hi, I'm Alice. Actually, I had some very weird dreams. Once I made a dream that one boy and one girl kissed each other for a long time in my classroom. What's more awkward is that the boy...
Wait, is it French kiss?
Yes, it is. And what's more awkward is that the boy loved the girl, but the girl didn't.
Well, that's interesting.
The weirdest dream I've ever had was in my senior years. I remember one night I came across a creepy fat old woman. She was so ugly. And she was killing people around with her eyes. That really scared me. And that was kind of breathtaking.
Well, do you have something like spring dreams?
Oh, spring dream. I don't know if I can see it out, but I will try. I can never forget that fascinating dream. Although it's quite shame for me to see out. Me and my idol slept together for a whole night. Yes, you know something about sex.
Wow, that's hot sex for a whole night.
He's skillful, and it was just like reality.
He's skillful? Oh my God, that's so hot.
Spring dreams? Oh, let me see. Oh, I think I once dreamed of my goddess, you know. She was standing in the moonlight. Her lips looked so soft. Body was such slim. Oh, at that time, I felt my heartbeat speeding up like a drum. You never know what will happen next. She approached another woman and kissed her. Oh gosh, I was too astonished to say a word.
So your goddess is a lesbian?
Maybe.
Do you think it indicates that you are actually a gay?
No, I don't think that has much to do with my sexual choice. I'm not a gay, thanks.
My spring dream? Okay, a girl like me is always thirsty. I remember an extremely fat boy. Okay.
Oh my god, that's so heavy.
I dreamed that he chased after me, and you know, just do that. He did that behind my back.
Oh my god, like hand job.
And but I have to say that that was really, really great.
I think it's a nightmare.
I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can see is just another lemon tree.
Just let me ride. Dear listeners, welcome to Banana Hot Talk. I'm Lini.
Hi guys, I'm Edward.
Haha. Actually, I had a dream.
That one day, this nation will rise up.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, you're leaning. I thought you were like Martin Luther King.
Hey, I was telling you that I had a dream last night.
Oh, yeah, okay, so what's it about?
In my dream, our previous banana superstars came back to our recording room, and we made a special episode to celebrate it. We even had a huge party. Everyone was dancing and singing.
So you mean like we had a big party in this tiny, crowded, and shabby so-called recording room?
Hey, Ed, you're being so mean. Okay, but I'm with you.
Right, you know I'm telling the truth, right? So, but you're actually kind of lucky because we do have a banana superstar here with us today.
Yep, big surprise.
We have Vicky here!
Yay! Welcome!
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Vicky, Banana Hot Talk's former producer. It's really nice to be back and meet all the new bananas that's joining us this semester.
Wow.
So guys, you see, this is your boss's boss, it's your grand boss. Say hello.
Hello, boss. Grand boss.
I thought like, hello, grandpa.
Oh my god. Vicky is so young, okay?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and of course, we have, as usual, we have our new babies here.
Hey guys, I'm Duran.
Hey folks, this is Gabby.
And I'm Neil.
Oh my god, it's Neil again.
Welcome. And, well, it's so happy to have you all here. And I really wish I could make every lucky dream come true. And, okay, shall we talk about dreams today? Maybe weird dreams? As our banana style.
Oh yeah, okay. So yeah, I definitely have a lot of weird dreams. You know, as boys we have those you know, very
wet
perverted dreams, right? Right?
Wet dreams.
Yeah, right, perverted dreams. And man, we enjoyed that, right? But
oh, you do?
Yeah, it's like even though I'm still virgin now, but like in my dreams I give my virginity for like 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago. 8 years ago.
Anyway, we really like this dream, but there's something that really sucks, is that you can never choose the heroine of the dream. It's like it can be anybody. You know, in like real life, if you like a girl, you think about her every day, then your dreams are like more likely to dream of her. But in those perverted dreams, those kind of things doesn't happen. It's like everybody gets a chance to get some Edward love, right?
Wow.
And, like by everyone, it means like your classmates, your maybe your teacher, right? Maybe your classmates' parents. Like you can choose.
Wait, what? Classmates' parents?
Yeah,
are you?
They get a chance, okay? You have to be like equal. Everyone's made equal.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so the chance of getting an actually pretty good-looking girl is like only 10%. So it's like gambling. The sickest thing is that the next day when you see this guy, it's like maybe this girl you're not really actually very familiar, you're not like close to her before, and you maybe see her very silent and cute little girl, but now when you see her, it's like, oh my gosh, she was like a crazy beast last night.
Oh my god.
Right? And you think of her, like when you see her face, it's like that orgasm face turns up in your head. It's like,
it's not her fault.
Yeah, but you never see her the same again, so it's really awkward.
Baby, I can't focus.
Okay, anyone else who has weird dreams ever?
Well, when I was just a little boy, I used to have dreams like this. I'm a vagrancy in a fallen world with no government, no law, no room, or anything like this. Mostly the world is ruled by freaks like zombies and sick robots, just
Neil?
Like Neil. Yeah, Neil, like Neil. And I hide in shadows just to escape from these guys. In most conditions, I travel alone, but there are exceptions. Sometimes I run into one or two of my friends. However, once I encounter a fellow in a dream like this, we always meet in a bloody place, like prison with spiders all climbing all over the walls and dead bodies lying in the bottom of a pool filled with blood. I can remember that once I met a friend of mine and his eyes were sealed by spider webs. Oh, it's so weird. And
spider webs?
Spider webs.
Oh my god, I thought that Neil was like the most weird looking guy, so like now he's second.
Why it's always me?
Poor Neil.
Ask yourself, Neil. And I guess it's too strange for an elementary student to dream like this. I hope I didn't scare those little children. If I did, I apologize for that.
You don't seem like making apologize.
Oh.
You were smiling like, oh, I want to tell you, they are so strange. My dream is so weird.
Okay, what about Neil? Like, I heard that weird persons most likely to have weird dreams, so you probably have some really weird dreams.
Okay, like when I'm 13 in my junior high school, I had a dream like a river came out of thin air around our teaching building. And
oh my god, which school are you in?
In my hometown.
So the flock.
That's
camp?
Not the question.
Marsh Needle School, I guess. Yeah, we don't have that kind of schools in our planet, sorry.
And there are dolphins living in the river. And the dolphins, during the day, they came out and go to school and learn something, and at night, they go back, turning into dolphins again. And they can turn into human beings.
So it's like mermaids? Dolphin mermaids?
Yes, like that.
Are they naked?
Nope.
Too bad.
At last, there's a pretty dolphin girl, and we...
You know, we
fell in love, and what? We even get married with each other.
Wow, that's not a beautiful dolphin girl. That's a stupid dolphin girl.
But
right?
I have a question. If you married a dolphin, but like how, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
In my dream, you just know that.
What do you mean, just know that? Like, you imagine doing something like
what you mentioned didn't show up in the dream, so I can't tell.
So you escaped the most important part?
Yeah, I probably forgot that part, you know. Maybe poor Neil, he forgot the best part of the dream.
We need your dream to be more detailed.
Yeah, it's like she have a zipper on her tail. She kind of like open it.
Okay, I think you guys' dreams are so creepy because you all want to be with a girl. And I want to know what's girl's story. Joanne?
Girl's story is a little more creepy.
Oh my god!
Oh, once upon a time, I have seen much films about zombies. And
you like horror movies, so?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god! I hate horror movies.
And like the Resident Evil and Alice in that movie, and oh, I dreamed about one night. Me and my girlfriend, we just went to shopping.
What? Your girlfriend?
Bestie, okay, bestie. We went to the shopping center and it just happened. A crowd of zombies just crowding to our side. And she was frightened, like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? And I said, oh, it's fine, just keep calm, girl. I'll protect you.
Wow, you're so cool.
Yeah, I'm like the last hero in the world. And I just pull out my guns and I trigger on the bullets.
You shoot the shit out of those zombies.
Yeah, and I shoot them right in the head.
Oh,
and I save the world. Like, oh, when I enjoy myself most, I woke up.
Oh my god, don't kill Neo. Yeah.
because like you watch too much horror movies, you get those kind of dreams?
Yeah, I think so.
So you know, I know a really fun fact is that in your dreams, your brain can't make up things. So it's like everything you dream of is actually something that you see in real life, either in movies or like maybe you dream of someone you can't remember. It's actually someone you met maybe today, but you just can't remember him because your brain can't make up images of people in your dreams.
Have the same chances as your dream.
Talk human, Neil.
We'll translate this into human language.
So what Neil means in human language is that do I dream of having sex with strangers, right?
Yep.
Like fat, old women.
Oh yeah, they get chances, but
oh my god.
Well, I can't control it. Okay. Okay, so what about Vicky?
Weird dreams. I normally don't remember most of my dreams, but recently I've been dreaming about celebrities a lot.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, I've been following Alesso, the DJ. Do you guys know him?
Uh-huh.
He's so hot. Like, I usually don't like butt chins, but he has, like, the biggest butt chin in the world, but his is fine. But, yeah, he's so hot. But, yeah, so once I remember he was driving me around Europe in his car and playing
romantic.
His music. Wow. And then we're just like chilling. Like, and then I'd be like, Alyssa, I love you. And then he's like, I love you too. And then I woke up.
Sad.
So you probably forgot the best part.
But this is the interesting part, because for my birthday, one of my friends, she gave me a huge pillow with James Franco's printed on it. And it's like, it's on my bed like the whole time. So every day when I wake up, I see James Franco's face because I like James Franco too. And so after the Alesso dream, I woke up and then I saw James Franco's face. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry for cheating. That feeling of guilt. Yeah.
I think the dreams are connected to the reality, but why don't you dream of James Franco in your dream?
Yeah, that is really weird. I've never dreamed of James Franco.
Wow. So maybe you're not really loving him.
No, I loved him. But like, I went to LA this summer. I was hoping that I'd see him. I was like, I went to Hollywood, like that boulevard, a lot of times. Like, I really wanted to
dream
meet him, but then
him.
It turned out that he was in either Canada or New York.
Oh,
like, he
so
wasn't
far.
In LA the whole time that I was there. So
you should, like, follow him to Canada or New York.
I know. Okay, how about you guys? Do you have dreams related to your reality or that kind of... For example, the famous actor came up in your dream because you watch his or him his movies all day.
I can't remember me dreaming something that's straightly related to the reality, but I do know the dreams can straightly affect your reality. Because you know, I have a classmate. She has a very weird nickname. Yeah, it's a she. It's called Niu Hua. And I was like, what kind of parents will give, like, their children a nickname like that? And when I asked her, she told me, I was like, before she was born, her parents had a dream of a cow wearing a flower on its head, and it walked in their house. So they believed that it was, like, a mascot for their family. So, Niu Hua? And so I'm, like, so grateful my parents haven't dreamed of, like, slugs or worms or, like, shit before I was born, where I was like, my nickname is probably, like, doo-doo or something.
Wait, what's the Chinese character of that nickname?
Niu, a cow.
Cow?
Hua, flower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's like, Niu Hua.
Poor girl. Oh, seriously?
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had a dream. My mother was pregnant about 2 or 3 months. She had a dream about a snake. There being a green snake, and it's very beautiful, and it's suffering from its exaviation. You know, its exaviation.
What the hell is exaviation?
Like, you know, the snakes will take off their clothes and they will become bigger.
Wow.
How you mean they change their skin, right? It's like,
yep.
They change their size.
So like when they grow, their skin won't fit them, and then they.
than the navigation like that. And but he's suffering, it's very hard for him, and so because it's so painful, and it asked my mother for help, and my mother stepped on its tail
and killed it,
and helped it to manage the excavation. And at last, when my mother had a difficult delivery, and
the snake came and helped your mother pull you out.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a kind of explanation, but in my mother's opinion, the snake is me. The snake's heart excavation, it means my mother's heart delivery. Like that. So maybe because the snake, I'm so slim.
I want that dream too for my mom, so that I can sleep.
So obviously your mom dreamed of another animal.
Maybe a panda or something, so that I'm like a panda.
And it comes to my man.
But pandas are cute, just like you.
Yes,
so thank you. I know that.
Mom should be like, I think she dreamed of an alien snake, right?
Alien?
Why alien? Am I so like alien?
No, you're not like an alien, okay?
You are an alien.
Yeah, we're still not sure about that.
Okay, come back and we'll talk about the new Hua.
So it's like...
Neil.
So like the two biggest mystery in Banana is Neil's girlfriend and Neil's identity.
As a roommate, I've never seen your girlfriend. It's a shame, you know.
Why should you see any girlfriend in our dormitory?
Oh, is that because you're afraid of my being more handsome?
Oh, so I don't think Gavin was about to say the word handsome. He kind of hesitated. I think he wanted to say something else, but... He didn't want to hurt Neil, so he changed the word to handsome.
Okay, fine, let's hark back to the subject.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin.
I guess we're talking about the connection between your dream and the reality. Actually, guys, I think it's an academic subject, you know. Since you guys all have dreams like this, you dream your dream lovers in reality and you see her or him in your dream. So there must be some connections between your dream and reality, right?
It's becoming more scientific.
Okay. I've actually studied this in detail.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I'm talking.
I'm just trying to be more academic. Actually, I suggest you guys see this movie, Mulholland Drive. Have you ever heard about it?
I know that movie.
And, you know, the most part of this movie is the heroine's dream, and the characters in her dream are just the reflections of the reality of her life. And the most important part is that her lesbian lover in her dream, their relationship is just upside down in her dream. You know what I mean?
You mean their relationship or their positions?
Position.
Maybe both.
And it's just those facts that she's not content with that just can't satisfy her come to reality in her dream. And so I think in your dreams, those needs that you can't meet in reality will get met. So there are connections between dream and reality, right?
So if Edward wants to be with a fat old woman and he can't do it in the reality?
In a sense.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh my god, in the first place, I don't want to be with a big, fat, old woman, okay?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm talking to her, okay?
Well, that's so offensive.
Oh my god, Didi, I'm sorry.
I don't take it.
Lenny is crying.
Tissue.
Come on, I'm the one crying. Why do I have to get an old fat lady and have to say sorry about that?
So old fat man.
That's your case, I know. Come on, Neil. Okay, so anyway, I think the reality definitely has to do something with the dream. I heard that actually, the surroundings around you when you sleep can straightly affect your dream. It's like, mm-hmm. If you're sleeping and someone let's say, maybe hits you or punched you, you might dream of fighting with somebody or something like that. So it's like, if like Gavin, you're sleeping in the dorm, you're dreaming of like eating shit, it's probably Neil kissing you right now.
Oh my god. Fortunately, I've never had these dreams.
Yeah, good for you.
So are we going to talk about the healthiest position when you sleep so that you won't get horrible dreams? And I guess if I put my hands on my chest every time I had bad dreams, if I sleep, if I lie on the bed and do nothing, I have good dreams. And remember, don't drink too much water before you go to sleep. Or you have kind of dream that you run all around in the world, but you can't find a toilet.
It's full of water and you wake up, you find that it's bad.
No, I never!
Perhaps in your dream you were swimming in a pool.
Yeah, but actually in reality, you're sleeping on a bed of pee.
Hey, I'm not a baby anymore.
Oh, really? Big news.
Fuck you.
You guys be nice to Lini.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I should be like offensive only to
Neil. You're so mean. Whose story next?
Okay, actually, I've heard a story about dreams. Have you guys ever went to some place and you say, hey, I haven't come to this place before, but I remember this. Have you got this feeling?
Oh, deja vu.
Yeah, deja vu.
Deja vu. It's when you dream of something, but you think that you've experienced this in reality, like the exact replica of reality appearing in your dream before it actually happens.
Yeah, when you're sleeping and your soul is traveling, and your soul may travel to this place and bring you a dream. Like, for example, maybe me. See, Lini, I say, hey, Lini, I saw you just shopping in the shopping center.
Hi. No, hi.
And I just like, I feel I saw you, but actually it's not. It's maybe your soul, and you are just sleeping.
It's my soul.
Yeah, that's so creepy. It's like you saw my soul.
My soul.
Are you like God? Are you God?
Can you describe what's soul like?
What does Lini's soul look like?
Yeah.
Just Lini. So am I dying when my soul get out of my body into your dream?
Wow. It's just your soul traveling and bring you a sweet dream. Like the next time you went to the shopping market, like I say, hey, I've been this place before. Maybe it's your soul. I saw it.
Wow.
That's horrific.
Oh my god.
I think there is a scientific explanation for deja vu. It's not as religious as the, you know, time traveling and seeing other people's soul. Well, that is a really cool explanation, but deja vu is something that's it's like the wiring in your brain is kind of it went wrong. So then when you see this, you think you remember, but you're actually experiencing this the first time. It's just when it reflects to your brain, you think you've seen it twice.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's really cool.
That's how deja vu work.
It's like a fiction, and so many movies work in this theory.
So like, I think it's kind of like that's how like virtual reality is like working, right? They like send your brain signals and make you think that you're actually experiencing something.
Yeah.
Alright.
So that's why so many producers and directors have their stories in their dream.
Twilight is the same.
Twilight is the same.
Yeah. But Twilight is the author dreamed about a handsome guy was lying on the grass with a normal girl, and it just become a scene in Twilight Saga.
Oh, it's the handsome guy Edward.
That Edward,
oh my
not
God.
This Edward. By the way, I don't think he's handsome.
Oh, come on. Edward's so cute. That's the reason why he's here in the first place, okay?
Okay. So you don't think Edward is handsome, right?
Which Edward?
Both Edward.
This Edward is handsome. Our Edward is more handsome. Yes.
Aww. I love you guys.
Wow.
I don't love you. Get away.
I think dreams are so cool. Like,
not only the weird dreams, but there are also good dreams and creative dreams that you can imagine all kinds of things, and maybe that won't happen in the reality. And so these, and we have to point that those weird dreams may be not that weird, because maybe there are some signals in the reality that makes you to dream of those things that you think are weird, but actually they're not. I think it's a cool thing that you have dreams, so I really want to have more weird dreams, so maybe I can be more creative.
Well, okay, so dear listeners, after our episode today, I'm sure that you probably know that next time you shouldn't wish somebody, like, wish all your dreams come true, because, you know, Joanne definitely doesn't want to, like, fight
zombies.
With zombies, right, in her reality. Already? Oh my god. Okay, but anyway, I definitely don't want to have sex with my teacher, so... But still, even though we don't want all of our dreams to come true, we should still cherish them. Because like we said, yeah, dream is a very important part of our life, and it gives us experiences, some that we can't actually experience in real life. So, yeah, we should cherish them, that's it.
Yeah, we should cherish them.
Cherish every girl in your dream.
And we should cherish every banana episode. Okay, fine. That's all for our banana today, and see you guys next week.
Have a good night and a good dream.
Eat a banana before you go to sleep.
Dream a bad word. Bye bye.
Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait. Ni le mal. Ça m'est bien égal. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。